November 22nd is the Lebanese Independence Day, the day Lebanese people were able to liberate themselves from 23 years of French mandate and built a democratic republic with a parliamentary system of government. Lebanese celebrate this day every year with a parade for the Lebanese army, attended by high-ranking officials, including Michel Sulaiman, the Lebanese president, Nabih Berri, parliament speaker, and Najib Mikati, the prime minister.
Yeah, the Independence Day is the day that if we get rid of the French occupation in Lebanon, I think the occupation of the French is not only the only occupation who came to Lebanon. The real Independence Day is the day that we will finish from the Israeli, that the day that all the Israel will leave the south of Lebanon.
Since Lebanon got its independence in 1943, the Lebanese territories were never far from conflict. Lebanon was invaded several times by Israel and was liberated in 25 May 2000. The last Israeli war on Lebanon was in July 2006.
Because of the situation in the region and Israeli attacks on our country and cause, that is Palestine, today the celebration of the Independence Day is to assure the three factors that constitute Lebanon, which are Lebanese people, the Lebanese army, and the resistance.
Today, Lebanon does not only celebrate its independence from the French mandate, but also marks its sovereignty over its territories. Experts believe that the real independence is when Lebanon has control over all its territories, including the disputed lands in South Lebanon.
This event brings together Lebanese people despite their differences to celebrate Independence Day. They say for them the national interest is highly important and stands beyond any fractional interest. Rashan Saglam, Press TV, Beirut.